Bol Dengbol, chairperson of Jonglei Civil Society Network, says it was not right for President Kiir to order the National Security Service to declassify information gathered during the 2013 and 2016 fighting. Bol says Chapter 5 of the peace agreement lays out how a hybrid court should be set up. He says the president's call on the National Intelligence and Security Services to declassify information collected during the violence interferes with the work of the proposed hybrid court.
It's not the responsibility of the president to declassify the information and pardon people. Then what is the Chapter 5 meant for? You know, Chapter 5 is to hold those responsible for all these conflicts accountable, you know, and compensate those who might have been affected. Yeah, so if the president wants to do that now, want to take that responsibility and talk about pardoning them, then it is already a compromise of the agreement. It is being compromised. Chapter 5 cannot work anymore.
According to the Office of the President, Kiir ordered the declassification of information because some have argued that the root causes of the conflict must be investigated and revealed so that the public is aware of them. Bol says he is deeply concerned about what he calls the unfortunate trend the country is taking, which he says could lead to another conflict. Bol says the president's speech did not address the key issues concerning the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement, such as the cessation of hostilities between the SSPDF and SPLAIO forces in Unity and Upper Nile states.
What is happening, the president is trying to downplay it, but it is true. What is happening is the main parties, the main armies, the SSPDF and the SPLMIO are currently at war by themselves. Even the spokesperson of SSPDF said it, you know, in a statement that he wrote, that the SSPDF is at war with SPLM. That's something that we cannot hide, because the areas where the forces of SPLMIO has, you know, been taken over by SSPDF.
Bol says it is time for the brokers of the peace deal to attend a retreat and review where they went astray and fix those problems immediately. Bol says the loss of trust between the SPLM in government and the SPLMIO, which are the main signatories to the agreement, threatens the implementation of the deal.
There's no trust. That is the meaning. Because in my house, you come to my house and bring all the forces, you know, with heavy machines to guard the pathways to and from my house, and then you claim later that I was trying to protect you. Protect me from what? From who? But then that is good. You can protect me because you know, I'm entitled to protection. But if Dr. Riek wants protection, first he can request for it.
Edmond Iyakani, Executive Director for Community Empowerment for Progress Organization, says security indicators in the country show that implementation of the peace agreement is under threat.
The withdrawal of the SPLAIO from the security mechanisms have made the implementation of Chapter 2 on hold. This is one thing that is really very bad that we don't expect it. And this means withdrawing from Chapter 2 mechanisms, so keeping Chapter 2 on hold, is posing a threat to the transitioning processes from the situation we're in now to peace. And we saw after that withdrawal that things developed worse and worse, and resulted to the tension that we have seen in Juba, where we have seen huge security deployment, and also we have seen how much IU have refused the presidential decree for unifying the restructured commands, or the, what do you call, the command structure unification by the president.
Activists are urging President Salva Kiir and his deputies to meet regularly to discuss obstacles hindering the implementation of the peace deal. In recent days, the parties, particularly the SPLM-IG and the SPLM-IO, have repeatedly issued statements and accusations against each other over violations of the agreement. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.